Hi.
Hello, Ms.
Hi there. So I did not get a text from you
Okay,
yet, but
just a moment, just a moment. Okay, so send SMS. The number is +1704448610.
correct.
Okay, did just a minute. Let me write who I am. Hello, for the company. I sent a text to your number, and I spelled your name incorrectly. I'm sorry.
Okay, here we go. Oh, it's okay. Just don't call me late for dinner. That's an old saying. You can call me whatever you want to call me, just don't call me late for dinner.
But what does
Okay,
this mean?
below our.
I would want to use this thing on someone. What does this mean?
What does what mean?
Don't call me late for dinner.
Oh, it just means that you can call me any name you want, but just don't call me late for dinner. I guess it's an English thing. It's an American thing. I don't know, but it's just a joke. Everybody says that
Okay,
you don't want to be called late for dinner.
okay, I got it. My family is not with me, so nobody calls me late for dinner. I've been away from them for like around 17 years now.
Bless your heart. Bless your heart.
It's
Yeah.
okay. They are enjoying the perks actually for me working these 17 years, so they're happy.
Where are you? Are you in California or are you in the U.S. at all,
Yes,
or?
in Skokie, Illinois.
Skokie, Illinois. Okay, well, it's a little bit cold there. So, yeah. Okay. Good quality bulbs, excellent. And all righty. All right. All right, sir. Well, here we go. Here we go. This is taking off pretty quickly, but I think we can make a go of this.
Great. I'm happy that you are extremely motivated to start this thing. And of course, this is something a question I need to ask. I think that I did ask this question when we had our first meeting. I'll repeat this thing. Do you want to make money out of this application? Do you want it to?
I ideally I would like to at least get my money back, and whether we are going to be a profit, a for-profit or a non-profit, we haven't gotten that far yet.
But you need to
So
actually, it's not about being a profitable company or non-profit, but of course you need some funding to run a project, right? So having said that, we will try to make sure that you do get funding through Google Ads, or we can add a subscription model. I don't think so any subscription model is needed with the scope that we have discussed, but I'll actually make a space where people can actually put their advertisements on it. So if anyone watches their ad, you can actually earn money through it, through your application. It's just that, just to make sure that you are able to get the maintenance fee out of that and all. It is not something. It's just that you saw that splash screen, right? Where the application, so the advertisement just for like around 5 seconds, 6 seconds. Okay, there will be an add between a switch of an interface of page of the application, and once the add is done, the person can move. They will have their page. It's just that we will provide you with options. That's it. Okay, and we can also provide you with subscription-based model during the proposal. We will sit down. I will sit down with Mike, and I will see. We need to make sure that Jill is able to actually make some money out of it, just to make sure that this application is paying out. It's paying the expenses through its own usage. So you don't have to invest any more money out of your own pocket. The application is making sure that. You are getting paid by the users, just to make sure that you are not investing any more money on it for any type of maintenance or marketing. So I will see if
do we have any say if we go this direction, and I'd have to talk to you a little bit more thoroughly about it, but if we go this direction, do we have any say over the types of application or the type of ads that would run, because I'd want them to be appropriate for, I don't want a gambling site to come up when,
actually the advertisement people see are, depends on the, their internet history. Okay. If I'm I'm an athlete. Okay. And I do a lot of, I watch a lot of vlogs on sports. I read a lot of news, okay, on sports. Mm-hmm. And I'm doing some courses. I'm doing some researches on sports. So, if I'm using an application, I will get the advertisement that I will see will be related to what I am actually using my internet for, okay? It depends on the internet cookies. The cookies will determine what type of an advertisement a person is able to see, okay? If a person is into gambling, okay, into these type of stuff, they will see these type of advertisements, okay? So Google, the algorithm decides what type of an advertisement a person is able to see. You and I will not see same ads. I will see ads according to my activity on the internet. You will see ads according to your activity on the internet.
Okay. Okay. This is something I hadn't thought about. Initially, I'm resistant to it, but I understand, and I do thank you for bringing it up because, it's helpful. It's definitely helpful as far as, maintenance stuff. But I don't know if we want to go that direction or not. That's something we can decide later, correct?
Right. We can decide this thing on 22nd, okay? We'll come up with two or three ways to make sure that we can monetize your application. That will help you fund the application, and you're not putting anything more than the decided amount, and you're able to get the money out of this application for the maintenance and marketing. I will give you two, three options. We can put down a subscription-based model. Okay, we can add another model that is in my head, but I will sit down with Mike and talk. We'll talk about it. Also with the advertisement, and I will see that if we are able to actually control what type of advertisements people can actually see on our application. I think this is a possibility, but let me see how much control do we have on it.
Okay. Okay. Fair enough. Fair enough. You know, ideally, what we were thinking is that we would sell the bulb, and that the bulb, the whole kit together would cover the cost. But I don't know that yet because I've got to find out. You know, these other bulb makers that I feel more comfortable with. I just really have a difficult time with some of the things that are going on. With the security issues. My husband bought a cat feeder yesterday, and we got it home, and they want the ability to turn the camera on so you can see the cat eat, and God only knows what else. And, they want you to hook up, they want you to download their app so that they can get inside your phone and look at everything you've got on your phone, and TMU is the same way, and TikTok, and I have some difficulties with that.
Yeah, well, of course. You know what? For like good 4 or 5 years, I actually didn't had a smartphone on me in between 2014 to 2018 or 19, maybe. Yes, I was not on any type of social media platform, and I didn't had a smartphone because this is the reason you are telling me right now. God bless you. That I didn't appreciate that anyone know what where I am, what activities I'm involved in, what I'm doing. Okay, I was actually very afraid to share information about myself, so I actually didn't had any type of smartphone or any type of social media presence for good. I had my accounts online, but I wasn't using them. It's just that because of these softwares that they will get into your phone, they will reach out to your contacts, they will reach out to your personal images, pictures, and everything. So yeah, I was out of it. I didn't wanted anyone to track me, know whatever activities I'm doing, and show it to other people who I don't want to share my information with. Why would if I'm not comfortable, I'm actually a very introvert type of a guy, so I don't make a lot of friends. I stay within my circle, and I wasn't very happy at that time, but this is the need of the hour, maybe. So then again, I had to buy a cell phone, a smartphone. I have to show my presence on the social media and everything now. But yeah, at that time, it was difficult for me to cope up with this technology and everything.
Well, it's just it's not a function of doing anything wrong or trying to hide anything. It's just that, imagine what a world it would be if everybody walked around naked. There would be no mystery to anything. So
Exactly.
some of the spice of life is mystery, I guess.
Of course, wow. Still with some wisdom.
So anyway, but Nick, and I'm sorry, Nick, is your name really Nick, or should I be calling you Nick? I feel like I'm kind of dealing with a company person. Should I
No,
call you Nick,
it's
or should
Nick.
I call you
No,
something?
call me
It's
Nick.
Nick.
It's Nick.
Okay.
It's
Okay.
the original name is Nicholas, but Nick is fine.
Okay. Okay, Nick. So I am excited to get what you've got. I'm going to be talking with Dalton. We're going to kind of get this ironed out a little bit better so you all have a real good idea of where you're going. And we'll be back in touch shortly. I need a good week or so to kind of think this through and get it ironed out because, like I said, I'm going about a million miles an hour right now anyway, and I just need some time to think this through and make sure that we've got all the aspects of this, like we're being logical as far as the flow of this and how it's going to get out to people and get integrated and so on and so forth. So give me a week to get this ironed out as much as possible. And we will be on a roll and should be able to put a bow on it on the 22nd.
Well, great. We can do it, okay? And you know what? Normally, our meetings take around meeting. Every meeting is an after 2 days. The reason I gave you 7 days, and or I'm fine with you coming back to me on 22nd, is that I understand that you're busy, but you're serious. You want this thing to happen. So yeah, take your time, okay? Whenever you're ready,
Okay.
whenever your partner is back. I know that we will be working. Both of us are serious, so it's just a matter of time, and I understand that.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking very forward to working with you, and I know that eventually it's going to get handed off to somebody else, but it's very exciting just to get going with you, and I thank you so much for your time and all your
You will,
efforts on this.
thank you. You will work with me, okay? It's just that. I am actually speaking with people who comes up with the idea and everything, okay? And just like you, I'm
Okay.
your first point of contact in the company, right? So that's my job. Okay, but once the client gets onboarded, we assign them a project manager, which is in loop with them on daily basis. We tell them about what's happening with the design development phases, where we are at. Okay, weekly, we set up weekly meetings, and in those meetings, I hop on this, like we do Zoom meetings. Your project manager, you guys, your team, and I will be in that meeting. Okay. So it's just
okay,
not that
great.
I will forget you. It's not like that. I will be in touch with you until and unless the project is 100% delivered. It's online on the App Store and Google Play Store. I am with you guys. And even after that, you want to have a word with me, there is something you want to discuss, this is my number. You know where to text. You can do this thing at any time. Even if you're facing any difficulty with your project manager or anyone in the team, text me over here and I'll take care of it. I'm not going to leave you. Just, it's not like I'll onboard you in the company and then I'm gone. No. We are in a business relationship, and I own everything that I will document. And if there is anything that you think that we are going off track, I will own it. And I will make sure that we are staying on track. Don't worry about it.
Okay. Sounds good. Sounds good. All righty. Well, thank you very much, and look forward to receiving anything you send me, and I'll be going over it. And if I have any questions, I'll just shoot you an email back, okay?
Yeah, perfect. You have the document. Again, I'm reminding you. This is a document that you're
okay.
supposed to provide.
Oh, this is?
Version of it.
Okay. Okay. So the one that you sent me that has the light bulbs in it and everything is the document.
The document, the Word document that I've sent with you,
Yeah, it says Smart App, correct?
Yes.
Okay, well, great deal. All righty, I will go through that with a fine-tooth comb, and we'll get it back to you.
Great, all right. Well,
okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much.
No problem. Thank you so much for your time, effort that you're investing in it, okay? And I'm happy that we can onboard you, and I'm happy that we can do it this month. And I will provide you with a team which have the experience in IoT projects.
Yes. Okay, great deal. Well, thanks so much, Nick, and we'll be back in touch.
Yes, hopefully, yes. You have a wonderful day ahead. Take care.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.